for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
If you're going to shit the bed, you might as well do it violently, though, right?
No reason to fuck around. Hey, it's Friday. Shit the bed.
Jerry and Gas Comedy Show.
Shit the bed, Fred.
Don't forget to set your clocks ahead again tonight.
That's right, or else you'll be serving a 1,000-year prison sentence.
Yep.
It'll only be a year, but it'll seem like 1,000.
Yeah, you'll have to smoke with the resin dudes.
Oh, and today we call out famous taint baller Jerry Murphy. Flames is on the show, too.
And you tried to sell Rice at Fred.
Oh, I'm too sexy for that shit.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 673.498.
Niner. We're cuckoo for caca today.
Yep.
It's Friday. Mm-hmm. And we're here partying. We got flames in the studio, as promised. We told people to cross their fingers and stick them up their butt.
Yeah.
That you would be on the show, and it worked. He's here. Now you guys need to clean under your fingernails.
Meow.
Because that's what happens. We were looking at a lady who was painted up, and she was posing like a...
Parrot lady, parrot lady.
Apparently she's not a parrot. And apparently she's not a parrot.
Yeah. There's some guy named John Stahlberg or something like that.
Yeah, so she's painted up. She looks like a parrot. So I brought out Cuckoo for Caca.
Mm-hmm.
So Faith No More to keep us... Because being good gets you stuff.
Yep.
Being stuff gets you good.
And if you go to that John Stuttleberg website, I just Googled Parrot Lady and it came up. It was a recent news article. But you got to check out this frog, too, is five people.
I saw that already. I didn't know it was the same guy. I saw that.
Five people in that frog. Five people. It's a frog, but it's five people.
Nice.
And they're all naked and stuff, and you get to see them stand up and walk away when you watch the video.
Are they naked frog people?
I don't like naked people.
Why not?
I don't know.
Then why do you go to the country fair? I thought that was the only reason why you went.
That's not the only reason. I do like naked. Well, see, I like it, but I like people naked.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I like girls naked better when there's no paint on them.
Uh-huh.
Meow.
But then the ones that walk around like that, it's weird when you're staring at their boobies.
Not weird for me.
All right.
Weird for them.
That's why you wear sunglasses, so they don't notice you staring
They're like,
at
like, that
them.
Guy is staring at my boobs. Well, you got him out. What do you think I'm going to go, oh, that's a weird butterfly over there. But if they
that
do
happened
have...
to, that happened to Conan recently.
The Barbarian?
No, Brian, don't you... Don't you ever watch that show?
I obviously watch it more than you.
I watch it all the time.
Are you sure?
No, I'm fucking
You didn't
fucking
watch
around.
It last Wednesday.
I'm fucking around because we had that in the episode last week where you asked me if and I said I never watched it.
Yeah. So what happened to Conan? Were you just lying?
No, it happened to him. Some chick that he had her tits all hanging out.
Oh, I love that one.
And
that
she
happens.
Said, "Eyes up here, Conan." And he says, "Well, when you got him hanging out, what are you gonna do?" And he went to the burka durka durka with his eyes staring at
and
him.
And then he flipped his hair over the side like he
yep.
does.
Fucking He's gonna host MTV Music Awards.
Well, good for him. It's about time he did something with his life.
I know. Dude, that jinx time. On that.
Meow.
About time.
Take it from our drummer Puff.
Being good, get his stuff.
Do you know the drummer Puff?
In stuff.
No, his name is Mike Borden, but they call him Puff for some
oh,
reason.
Oh, yeah.
You take it from him. Being good at get your stuff.
Why doesn't Faith No More ever write any canons?
Because they're not a band no more.
When they write canons.
Wow.
Why didn't they ever write a canon?
Being good at get you stuff.
What's your favorite Faith No More song ever?
God damn, dude. Last time it was Led Zeppelin. My favorite Faith No More song ever... It's a hard, hard choice.
Midlife Crisis.
I don't think so. It's probably off of Angel Dust, though.
Cocaine.
Caffeine?
That's that one. Yeah.
Caffeine. That's pretty good.
Be aggressive.
I do like Kindergarten a lot.
What's that? Hitler.
Crack Hitler.
Yeah.
Be Aggressive is good. That whole album. Land of Sunshine. I love Land of Sunshine. Here's how to order.
Yeah. It's hard to pick a song because that
just meowed again.
That album and the next album after that are albums and not songs.
Yeah, you got.
You know what I mean?
You got to listen to the whole thing.
Yep, it's like Led Zeppelin. They never had any songs. Name a Led Zeppelin song. See, I told you you couldn't name any, but you could name a Led Zeppelin album, couldn't you?
Two.
Yep.
Four
see?
Sticks.
Four
is
Sticks
is a song. Stairway to Heaven.
Four Skits.
Black Dog.
Nobody knows those songs.
He's Communication all- Breakdown.
Yeah, they stole that from Eddie Cochran.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With his song, Communism Cake Down.
It's a communism cake down.
Corn Dog.
It's a big time shakedown.
It's corn a communist cakewalk. Have you ever been to one of those?
Not a communist one.
A communist cakewalk.
What happens during that?
You get a red velvet cake.
Hot dog.
A red velvet cake hot dog?
Yeah. Haven't you ever had one of those?
You guys are speaking in each other's sentences. Hey, we're finishing.
You're sandwiching each other's finishes.
You finished my finish.
You know what?
I do.
They are working on a technology to be able to give prisoners 1,000 years, 1,000-year sentence.
What's the point?
Yeah.
But they could release them after like 8 years. But with nice drugs that slow down the time, right? You alter the perception of time for them.
Dude.
And then with computers, you make the technology so inside their mind, it would be like 1,000 years, but it'd only be like 1 year real time.
And it would make them think twice about doing that again.
Yeah, because they just had served 1,000 years.
It felt like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just 5 seconds of my eight years of life.
Would you feel a weird aversion to time after that, though? Like, would you be a fucked up perception of time?
You think you'd
like
have
a whole
of
day? Would you be just like rushed to finish anything, or like?
No, that'd be like a second.
It would probably be that way for a little while, but I would imagine he would become acclimated to the time.
Wouldn't it
again
be the opposite though? Wouldn't you think I've got plenty of time to do everything?
Well, I meant one way or the other. Only did the one example. I didn't want to go so far as to think that far into it.
You'd probably just be praying for death every day after about the first 100 years.
Some say that's what hell would be like, right? Like you're just living the same hell a day again and again and again.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is like hell is
for children.
Like you go to where they're going to judge you, right? And you're like in a courtroom. And hell, you never finish the trial. It's just ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and ongoing.
That's a long time, dude.
You know?
I would be sick of it.
Yeah.
It would be. I kind of like the definition of hell by the Supernatural, that TV show.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
Yeah, it's because it's on the CW.
I don't get that channel.
You shouldn't.
I canceled ever since Arsenio Hall started his new show.
Arsenio! Oh.
Triangle head. Triangle head?
Yeah.
But their hell is like you go to hell, and then I think we talked about this before, to where when you go to hell, you're tortured over and over again.
Of your own personal hell?
Yeah, skin cut off and all this, right? And all this.
I enjoy
but
that.
Then, yeah, then after every time he asks you, do you want to be tortured, or do you want to do the torturing?
I want to do the torturing.
Exactly. I'd be like, after the first day, I'll torture. And then you torture souls for a living for the eternity.
Know, either way, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And every year is 30 years.
Did you hear about that guy 2 weeks ago that they found in a
who?
Body bag? Walter Williams.
He was at a body bag concert, okay.
No, he was in a body bag in a funeral home, and he was alive.
Oh, yeah. Now he's dead again.
Yeah, he just died for real now.
It sounds like a Shelley Long movie, Dead Again.
Kentucky man Walter Williams, he made national headlines when he woke up in a body bag at a funeral home. He was 78. They came in, they got him around 4:15, and now he's pronounced dead at his house. For real this time. They thought it was real. He awoke at Porter and Son's funeral home prior to being embalmed, luckily.
That would suck if you woke up after being embalmed.
I know. I don't think you would.
Oh,
and
man.
And then so he comes back to the same funeral home 2 weeks later, dead again. Same coroner.
Dead again.
Same
director.
It's
an Alice in Chains song.
And then they got there, they're like, I thought y'all were going to send someone else, and they all laughed about it. It was a two-week miracle for me, is what the guy said. He loved every minute of it.
Living every minute of it. I spent. He never once listened to Loverboy in that time.
The guy who's just Snowball Williams told the county coroner to be sure this time.
How did he get that name?
I'm thinking that it's a black man, too, which is weird. I don't know why I think that.
Why
they're
do
from,
you think that?
Because they're from Kentucky, and his name's Walter Williams. I don't know why. Snowball Williams. Maybe that just totally blows my whole scenario there. But no, he's really dead now, so moment of silence for Walt Williams. I thought I was going to say Walter White for a second. Died twice. He's so good you had to kill him twice. What would you do, Flames, if you woke up in a body bag in a funeral home? Would you be pissed or would you just be glad you were alive?
I guess I'd be glad I was alive. If they were thinking, well...
Obviously,
something would have had to get me in that predicament.
They've already told your family that you're dead. They're grieving. Yeah. They're mourning all night.
Well, I guess the good news would be I'm not dead.
If they grove, is that the term I'm looking for? If they grove?
Grieved.
If they grieved into the morning, there would be a grieving sun.
The sun would come up in the morning.
The grieving sun will come up tomorrow. They're going to redo the Annie movie. Did you know that?
Fucking who?
Carrot Top.
That's what I was going to say. Is it going to be Carrot Top or Sandra,
that would be hilarious.
Or Sandra Bernhard? Which is the same person. Have you ever seen those people in the same room together?
Never.
Nope. Look at them in their face next time you see them. They've got the same Botox lips and the same painted on eyebrows.
Did you see the selfie of the selfies?
Dude, that was so selfish.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then did you see the one that was all Kevin Spacey? That was weird.
Dude, they're... The next day I was looking at it, and if you just looked at Google Images, there was so many of them, dude, that had, like, sports faces all over them for, like, teams, and they had... It was everything. But the one with the Kevin Spacey face
was
weird.
Pretty good. It was pretty good.
That was pretty
weird. I've been watching that show. I've only been watching, I think, 3 episodes so far, but it's getting deeper and deeper every
House
time
of
I
Cards.
Watch. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Psh.
You don't like it? You just don't even know what happened.
No, I like it. It's a good show.
What's psh?
I don't know. I want to shun it.
You want to shun it? Why? Because you watched it all.
Fucking political, man.
Political.
It's a good show. Done well. You know, I mean, I can't really complain about it, you know, but it wasn't like super exciting. But I mean, Kevin Spacey did good in it, you know. I mean, he plays a strong character.
He's got a little bit of
anything,
a
you know,
drawl.
And it's got a good story. It's got a good storyline overarching everything, you know, over the whole seasons and stuff. You know, it's good.
What do you think about it, though?
It's all right.
When was the last time either you guys went to court?
About a couple months ago. I go to court on a regular basis.
Are you an attorney?
No.
I
just have to go to court on a regular basis.
About 9 years ago.
Do you ever find yourself like already in the courthouse and already like on your way to the courtroom and then you realize you got some drugs on you?
Oh,
I forgot to stash my weed.
And then you can't even play tennis.
No? Why?
Are you what kind of court are you talking about?
I'm talking about courtroom, courthouse.
Oh, do they play tennis in there?
No, like drug court.
Drug Courtney Love.
Lynn County Court.
I did once. Fucked her in the ass while she was out.
Oh.
Then I drug her upstairs and threw her off the balcony. No, this dude, he's 18, idiot, 18 years old. He goes to court and he had 43 bags of heroin with him.
Nice. Guy was
43 bags of heroin.
And four
bags of heroin.
$400 worth of cash on his person.
He was
had
to
nothing
time.
To do
we
with
could
the
do
original.
30-second clips of fucking song parodies.
Yeah. 43 bags of heroin and $400 on his person. He was charged with possession of heroin and possession of heroin with the intent to distribute. $15,000 cash bail is how much they were asking. There's two guys with him, but they weren't charged. Like, why didn't he say, you guys hold my shit?
How much heroin can you fit in a balloon?
43 bags.
43 bags in a balloon?
I don't know how many you can fit. It depends on how many.
No. You probably couldn't fit that much in a balloon. If you were going to, yeah, swallow it, ingest it.
What if you're going to stuff
that's
it?
That's what I was wondering.
Up your butt. No.
Dude, I was watching this guy.
A bunch of little balloons about like that. Okay. About the size of a dime.
That show, Dude, You're Screwed.
I've never heard
on
of
Animal
that.
Planet.
What? A guy screwing animals?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, they kidnap people off the street.
Okay. That's legal.
And then drop them off on the top of a mountain in like
Antarctica.
Istanbul or something, you know. And give them a hundred hours to get off to find civilization. But this guy, they drop him off, and he's like pulling stuff out of his pants after they were supposed to, like, they just picked him up off the street where he was somewhere, and he's like, check this out, and he pulls a multi-tool out of his crotch, and then he's like, he fucking pulled fucking a flint out of his fucking nose.
Yep. Yeah, and this is just a guy who was randomly picked off the street.
Well, he wasn't a random guy they picked. I mean, a Navy SEAL, but that means he's carrying around all this stuff all the time. What the fuck?
He's got a flint up his nose.
Yeah.
And a multi-tool up his
ass. Guess you can
ass.
Never know when shit's going to go down.
I guess so.
You never know what's going to be up your ass.
Flames, have you ever watched that show, 4400?
Oh, yes, I have.
What do you think?
I like it.
I've been watching it, too. I'm a little ahead of you.
Season one happened, and it was only 6 episodes.
Yeah, that was a short season.
And then the one kid went, and now he's staying at the 4400 Center with Jordan Collier.
Yeah.
And that guy, you don't know whether you can trust him or not, huh?
I don't think I can.
No.
You don't think you can?
No.
He seemed too nice and too accommodating, like he's got some kind of an ulterior motive.
His demeanor is definitely not where...
Shady.
And he said that baby needs to be with me.
Yeah, what do you think about
and
that?
And then the baby attacked that one black guy. And what do you think about her coming back and she being pregnant and then hooking up with the black guy and then the baby just happens to be half black? Hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
She wasn't pregnant when she got abducted, and then she was, or whatever happened to her. But now, on the back of some stupid magazine, I was in a waiting room, and I saw the back of a magazine, and it said there's some new show coming out called The 100, and it showed people falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new show that's a ripoff
of
The 4400?
There's another show called The Returnees.
The Returnees?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it could be.
Is that attorneys that are giving it a second try?
No, yeah, it is.
Returnees.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fucking win a case here. Yeah, I kind of like it. I kind of got hooked on it, but I got so many other shows I'm watching, so I'm going to have to get back into it.
You didn't even watch Ed and His Dad Mother, did you?
I haven't had a chance. Is that a good movie?
Different. Yeah, it is.
Different
good.
Is good sometimes.
It is good.
It's got Steve Buscemi in it, and
he was in
Ned
Portlandia.
Beatty.
He was in Portlandia last week, Steve Buscemi.
Mm-hmm.
He was in charge of selling celery, which is hard to sell. celery comes
put some peanut butter on it.
Yeah, or put it in a Bloody Mary, right?
Put a bird on it.
Put it in a Bloody Mary.
That's what then we get a celery stick in a Bloody Mary, right?
Well, that or I like
not if you
beans.
Go to a bad bar.
Pickled green beans.
Yeah, and one guy goes, a
what?
Pickle? What the
I
fuck
love
you put a
pickled green beans in my margarita or my Bloody Mary.
You're just getting the vinegar in there is all you're doing with the stir straw.
He likes it a little douchey, vinegar and water.
No, I just like pickled green beans.
I just like
a pickled green bean, dude. Is not even stiff.
I just like pickled.
Oh no, you got to have the good firm kind.
I just like.
There's some good ones out there.
I like crippled bean green.
There ain't nothing like grandma.
Crippled bean greens.
crippled
green beans.
Crippled beam greens.
Hey, you know what happened this week?
Crippled beam greens.
Daylight savings time was invented.
Yeah, but we already fell back
96 years ago.
Dude, we talked about that on the day that it happened last week.
What do you think about daylight savings?
I think that we should go with the original plan and just go back 20 minutes every Sunday for an hour and 20 minutes. And then
it's no. Do you think it is coincidence that 13 years later, Nevada legalized gambling?
Oh, that's a total coincidence.
You think so?
It's connected?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because people save time. Right, and so you got more time, and so you go to Vegas to gamble it.
Yeah, but not in spring because you spring forward and you lose an hour. That's less time for gambling. See, I just shot your theory down in flames. Hey, what are you doing, Flames?
Yeah, is it, you think it's a coincidence 31 years later Bob Dylan released his first album?
No, that was a conspiracy theory, too.
Now, is that his first photo album? Or no?
Do you think it's coincidence that 700 years before any of this, it was the death of Henry the Bearded?
I have no idea, but I know all those things happened today.
Hmm? Well, this week.
Well, sometime this week. You know what else happened this week in Florida? What? Crazy Floridians open up a drive-through church.
Nice.
You could drive through and have a prayer said for you. They're looking to order up some salvation. They have the option of getting right with God from the convenience of their cars. It's a drive-through prayer service for spiritual support to folks that are not attached to our church community. Right off US 41. Just pull in there. They say a prayer for you. And then you
say a prayer for me.
The fifth person that went in and got prayed for got creamed by a fucking semi truck pulling out of the driveway.
Was that a free prize? Like, be the fourth person to pray and you'll be creamed by a semi.
That's right. Creamed. Creamed by a semi.
You know that's how they cream corn?
With semis, yeah. They just run over it.
Oh, that's where it comes from. They just scoop the stuff off that they've run over on the where they dump.
It's self-juicing.
Yep. Oh,
just
I see.
Add truck. Makes its own sauce.
Nice.
And here's my other Florida
nobody
story.
Nobody drinks corn juice.
I do.
Oh, yeah, but all the corn juice.
I'm nobody, though. A board member in Florida for a certain city, I don't know where we are right now, somewhere in Florida, she was so mad about the way that they were handling the situation that she gave a one-armed Heil Hitler salute during during a town meeting. Can you believe it? Are you allowed? Did you think she got arrested?
Oh, no.
It's extremely inappropriate. Don't you think?
But what are you going to do?
What if there was Jews in there? There's a lot of Florida orange juice.
I just laugh it off.
Have you ever seen a Florida orange juice?
No.
They get this weird fake spray tan and it turns kind of carroty yellow orange and they're Jewish.
Like that one guy in that one movie.
Yeah. That's the one I was talking about. I met a Florida orange Jew one time.
Did you know in Florida, in the town of Hampton, maybe dissolved? Because they got 477 people and 17 police officers who are known to hang out on lawn chairs at the speed trap.
Nice.
So they're going to dissolve the town?
Yeah, because they've had many cash issues, lost money, missing records, etc. So the state's given them a few weeks to show that they can turn it around or they're going to dissolve the town.
So I wonder what exactly you use to dissolve a town. Would you use battery acid?
You would, like that.
Bleach water.
Or just meteorites.
A nuclear warhead.
Because I think they should just dissolve Florida into the ocean because they're already having to import sand from the middle of the fucking ocean and they're importing sand from different places. Old people are fucking their dogs over there.
Mm-hmm.
And also people are still wearing saggy jeans down there.
That should not happen.
As a matter of fact, here's a note to thieves in Lake Worth, Florida. Invest in a belt.
All right.
Because this guy tried to run from police, but he fell because he was thwarted by his baggy pants when they tripped him up.
Nice.
And then when they handcuffed him, his pants fell to the ground.
Mm. What did he have, thwarts?
He had anal thwarts.
Oh, God.
That'll keep you away. That taint no joke, buddy.
No. It's
anal thwarts taint no joke. So thanks to Buddy Rich for the backing. I don't even know if that's Buddy Rich, but it sounds like him. Hey,
speaking
Hans,
of...
Hi, Hans.
Speaking of Florida,
oh, you're not done here. Hit it, buddy. Did you really have a Florida story?
No, I had a story about Tennessee. I was going to go to Tennessee. It was a segue.
You just kept saying were you going to go
I know, I forgot what story
Tennessee,
I was going to go with.
Tennessee, Hey, welcome to Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, kids in Tennessee, they have to start learning, and they're trying to make it mandatory that they have to learn cursive.
Well,
I thought
that's
gone in schools anymore.
What? You don't have to learn how to write?
Not cursive.
Yeah.
That's writing.
Well, so is printing.
No, printing is printing, writing is writing.
I wrote a book entirely in print.
Well, you can do that.
Well, then writing is printing.
But that's the one. I'm not a very good writer, but I would like, I mean, I would like my kid to have to learn it.
Yeah. I think it looks kind of gay. You just put curly Q's and shit on it.
Could you still write in cursive?
It's like taking your
alphabet. Could you write an essay in cursive?
Writing cursive is like taking your alphabet to the fucking dog groomer.
It's lazy because it's lazy writing. Because
you don't lift up your pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just flow.
You just like.
Yep. You know why, though? Because it's easier to read.
And that makes sense, though.
Not read, but like to read into.
Yeah, it's more legible.
Look at your loopies. That loopy there means that you like bread on Tuesdays and not Thursdays. You know how they can read your handwriting?
I think you're loopy right now.
Well, they can.
I like bread on Tuesdays, not Thursdays.
Meow.
Why?
It's easier.
Huh.
It rhymes.
Huh.
Meow.
That's weird. I had something I was going to say, but I can't remember.
Was it about cursive?
No, I think cursive is for sissies. I only write cursive when I'm signing autographs. And I had to sign like 50 this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to sign like 50 posters, dude. I'm hardcore. I'm a big celebrity in my own mind. I had to sign all these stupid posters for that stupid contest that I didn't get in. Well, I was in it.
Oh, they were like mandatory. You have to sign these because they're going
to
give them away on the radio.
They asked us. Yeah. Well, could of course. Sign these, please. Sign as many as you can. I signed like 20. I was like, that's too many. Cramping up here. You're going
to
pay.
You don't
me?
Like to autograph things.
I don't, but I like.
Unless they're checks.
I like to autograph checks. It's a nice feeling when somebody doesn't know. Hey, can I have. And then you're like, really? It's. I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing to get an autograph from someone. Will you sign this piece of paper with
I used to collect autographs back when I was a younger kid.
Me too.
I had such autographs as Rip Oliver.
I had Martin Milner.
And The Assassin.
Robert Culp.
And Matt Bourne.
Cameron Mitchell.
And other wrestling stars.
Josh Homme.
What? When did you get his?
My wife got it on her ticket. When she met him outside McDonald's Theater.
Oh, he's at McDonald's?
He was eating at McDonald's Theater. Right next to Little Caesar's Palace.
What do they
Palace.
Serve there?
Next to Little Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. They have a place down there in Vegas. I'm opening it next week. It's called Little Caesar's Palace. It's a casino that just sells pizza.
Nice.
No lottery or video, kino, none of that gambling stuff. You just gamble whether or not you're going to get salmonella from the pizza.
Nice.
Salmonella. Hey, I'm still not smoking, you guys.
You're smoking.
I'm smoking weed.
I saw you.
I know. I'm not smoking cigarettes, so it's been over 3 weeks.
Nice. It's getting easier now, isn't it?
It was, yeah. Well, with this, it was never hard. Every once in a while, like,
I'll
see a cigarette.
Well, you're still getting the nicotine, though.
Yeah, I'm still getting the nicotine. I think
that's the addictive part of the cigarettes.
Is that what I'm doing? Is that what I'm addicted to? Push the button.
Quit that.
You'll still have to go through the nicotine withdrawals, though, when you eventually quit that.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens. And if I get too withdrawally, then I'll just stick with the nic. Because I looked up nicotine. It's not too terrible for you. It's not as bad as all the additives that they put in the cigarettes, but it's
yeah.
all. I
You're still paying how much a week?
Not even. A little $6 vial lasts like 3 weeks. That's like
Did you
one,
smoke that in a day?
One pack of cigarettes?
No, one vial.
No.
Why not?
Could I?
Yeah.
I guess if I just like didn't breathe any air.
All right.
I don't know. Like I just fill up this, which is about.
How much does a battery cost you?
It's rechargeable. Initially, the purchase?
Yeah.
It was 30. Because
you can't buy those. You got to buy a charger too. You got to buy a battery charger.
It all came together in a
what
kit.
What size battery?
It's not a battery.
What did the kit cost?
We got two. Of these for $50 with two chargers,
okay.
And then these things apparently they told us after the fact are disposable. The top, they wear out after a while. The ionizer goes bad.
You know my favorite part of Wheel of Fortune is
when Pat Sajak took off his wig.
No, that's a classic moment. But no, when there's two T's on the board and he goes two T's.
There are two T's. Vanna's got two T's.
Uh-huh.
Titties.
Sometimes he'll say three T's.
That reminds me of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Ooh, I'll be back.
Which movie has the three-breasted woman?
Oh, True Lies?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Commando?
No.
Or something. Something no. about Mars.
Oh,
it's a new one.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
That's not new. What can
they redid
no,
it?
No, they just redid it. It's
oh.
It, they,
you know,
wonder if they had the three-breasted woman on that.
What do you think? Is Twins your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
No.
Would you join a contest to go fuck shit up in Arnold Schwarzenegger's tank?
Fuck you. No.
Would you if Danny DeVito was there, too?
I'm not a big Danny DeVito fan. But so
oh, what do you got
nice.
Against Danny DeVito?
Nothing, but it'd be kind of it'd be cool to meet him. I'm just not one of his big fans.
Hey, Danny DeVito, it's happy to meet you.
Big fans are bad things.
He
have you ever seen Big Fan with Patton Oswalt?
No, I've seen The Fan with Wesley Snipes
oh,
and
that's
Robert
not the
De Niro.
Same movie.
I know it's not, but it has the same word in it.
Fan.
Remember when Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes were all the rage in all the movies?
Yeah.
They were in every action movie. Now it's Liam Neeson and Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It's not Malcolm
Jamal Warner.
What?
He's stuck in the living room with the Jell-O pudding pops. He's got the fucking crazy sweater on.
Bill Cosby.
That's Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Dude, Malcolm Jamal Warner was in a show I saw not that long ago.
It wasn't not that probably good.
And he had dreads.
No, it was the Cosby Show.
Oh.
I just watched it the other day. Yeah.
I seen a movie that he did after the Cosby Show and he had dreads.
Yeah. It's called Right Dread Fred.
Right Dread Fred.
I'm too sexy for my dreads. Too sexy for my dreads.
Oh,
down it goes.
So yeah, we're gonna try
just
to.
Break that.
I didn't break shit. I'll break your neck. I'm getting violent right now.
Snap your fingers. Snap.
Whoa!
I think that's the most violent thing that's ever been said on the podcast amongst guests and co-hosts. I'll break your neck. I had my wife. My wife told me that. It's fucking. We're walking along. I said something. She said, "I will fucking slice you."
Whoa.
She had a knife in her hand, too.
And she said she would slice you.
Not I'm going to cut a bitch, which is funny. Because that can be taken with a fucking grain of salt, because that's a funny saying.
Yeah.
That one guy once said, one of these days, I will cut you into little pieces.
What guy said that?
Nick Mason.
Nick Mason.
Dude, what are you talking about?
That's the song from...
I was
going to
say Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Because Nick Mason's the drummer.
It's the only lyrics that he ever sang on an album was, one of these days I'm going to cut you into little pieces on that song, one of these days. Or was it on, careful with that axe, Eugene, I think.
We just came up with a new concept album called The Dog Side of the Moon.
The Dog Side?
Yeah.
And the Dog Side.
Hey, you want that?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that, dude. I fucking blew... And then my fucking hole.
You're blowing everything around.
And there's shit coming out.
Shit's coming out of it like a fucking dog turd.
If you could name a blimp, what would you name a blimp?
Yeah.
I'd name a...
You would name it, yeah, the blimp?
I'd name it the good meow. The good meow.
Well, the Goodyear blimps are putting their old blimps to rest, and they've got this new blimp, and they're coming up with names. They're trying to come up with names for...
Better year.
Look.
Better year blimp.
No, they can't.
I'd name her Red Breplin.
No one wants to see your black nipples. What is that? Is that lint?
No, it's resin, dude.
Oh, resin,
I just,
dude.
I just blow resin dude out.
Is that resin dude?
Look, it's covered with resin dude.
You know what would be nice? Is, that sounds like a blog, Resin Dude, where he reviews like different strains of resin.
The residual effect of the resin, dude.
Yeah, like if you did a bunch of Green Jacket, is that a weed?
If it's not, it is now. Cause
okay, Green Jacket. All right. I smoked in this pipe only this kind of weed, and then I scraped out the resin, and this is how it is. I highly recommend this resin.
See, I've noticed that the resin dude always likes the residue from the one weed. It's called White Widow. That makes the best resin, dude.
The Black Widow is what I'd call that resin.
Yeah. And don't ever smoke resin from BC Bud, because that shit is gross. Have you ever smoked resin from BC Bud?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I have.
Because BC Bud starts out with minimal THC anyway. It's like it's all being...
It's overrated.
It's overkeefed or something. It's like they shake all the THC off and say, here's some good-smelling, good-looking bud that doesn't do anything to you. You keef that shit to yourself.
I know. Ooh, look at those pretty orange hairs. So?
Yeah, does it have any THC in it?
Oh, let's throw it in the dryer.
Yeah.
Clunk, 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 clunk comes out. Look what happened.
You ever go to Las Vegas?
I've been there once.
Me too.
Let's all go.
Hey.
Here's a shout out to all of our listeners. If you want the Tagcast podcast, a.k.a. Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, to record an episode in Las Vegas, then you should send us there with your money. Everybody who's listening.
It's a cheap airfare. It only costs like $12 for a seat.
We'll drive, too.
All right, let's drive.
Do what's ever cheapest, and we'll take $5 from each listener, or 10. We'll start a Kickstarter.
Take we'll put the rockets Gatch in our butt.
Terry and Gatch go to Las Vegas, and we'll be broadcasting live from Little Caesar's Palace. Right next.
You know, though, we got to be careful because last year, 57 people in Vegas were killed while crossing the street.
I believe that. Cars. I've seen a guy get hit.
140 kids were hit last year.
By their parents?
So one day, no, by cars.
Oh.
It's like the last time I was in there.
Kids shouldn't be in Vegas anyway. Who?
By schools. So one day they put a leprechaun out there, a policeman dressed up as a leprechaun out in the street.
I don't think that, well, it was St. Patrick's Day on Monday, so.
Yeah.
I don't think that they should allow to even have schools in Vegas or kids because Las Vegas is an evil place.
You know who else died? Marcus Aurelius.
I don't know who that is. Did he make a movie with M. Night Shyamalan?
That's what you said on Monday when I said Marcus Aurelius died.
Because when you say that name, it sounds like you're doing your
Shyamalan.
I'm going to say a guy's name I'm not sure how to pronounce, so I use the word.
I know how to pronounce Marcus Aurelius' name.
Say it right then.
Marcus Aurelius.
Aurelius.
What? No, Aurelius.
See, you're not. Just say it like
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius.
I still don't know who that is, and you told me on Monday.
Oh, he was a Roman emperor.
Oh.
I really never guessed.
You know who else was a Roman emperor? Biggest Dickus.
Biggest Dickus. Biggest Dickus?
Was that a History of the World Part 1?
No, it was on Monty Python, The Life of Brian.
Oh, that's right.
Big Kiss Dick Kiss?
Biggest Dickus and...
Dickus.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that Life of Brian?
Yeah, a long time ago, though, and it was recently on, and I didn't watch what I was going to, but I didn't because I was...
He was on there, and he was like, what's so funny about murder when I say the name of my friend Biggest Dickus?
Biggest Dickus. What is he talking about? Liam Neeson here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the biggest Dickus I've ever met. Hee-haw. I don't know what I'm doing right now. You know what?
Do you remember Hee-haw? What was your favorite Hee-haw episode?
The one with Roy, that one guy, Roy Clark.
Hee-haw?
You know, he invented the bar.
Did he set it high?
No, the Clark bar.
Oh, the Clark bar. I thought that was Dave Clark.
No, that guy had five of them.
The Dave Clark five.
He did. He had five Clark bars.
You ever been to Pizza Now?
Yes.
I went there earlier today.
Dude, that place is delicious, dude. That new deep dish pizza, that's what I'm talking about. Go down and get yourself one of those for lunch, man. It's $5 and you get a soda.
That's right. All that shit's true. I was going to do this thing, but my computer's being stupid, so I'm just going to go...
Birthday!
Yeah, we skipped birthdays Monday and Wednesday because there was no one really worth mentioning. And then I forgot my friend Daniel Caceres had a birthday on Monday, and he's going to be doing, I think, the Denny's comedy show coming up. But today, an actor that I know that I love, and I know Dustin likes him a lot, and he's been in a few cool movies,
RuPaul.
No. His initials are G-O.
Oh, Gary Owens.
Gary Oldman.
There you go. And he's a little bit older today because he turned, how do you think he is old?
I'm going to say he
62.
Is.
62.
See, I thought he was.
64.
I thought he was older than he is. And you
oh, he's 58.
He's 56.
Oh, yeah. I'm still older than I thought.
Yep.
He looks like
Gary Oldman. He was very professional in The Professional.
He's a smoker.
Pretty awesome in Sid and Nancy. He was also in that one movie with, was that The Professional where he played that guy with the scar on his face with the dreadlocks?
Mm-mm.
No, that was another movie, and he
You're
was
thinking
like,
of True Romance, aren't you?
Yep. That was an awesome movie, too. So happy birthday, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, you're an old man.
And the only reason
and
I mentioned
you've
this...
gone too far, and now you're older anyway.
Only reason I mentioned this next fucking bitch is because she's a lesbian, and I like to make fun of her.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Nope, the other dumb talk show
Portia
host.
Portia de Rose.
The other talk show host lesbian.
Roseanne Barr.
Rosie.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, there you go, after five guesses.
Portia de Rose O'Donnell.
Ooh. And final, a local birthday for us all, our local Derby queen and former radio personality.
Walter White.
Very close. The initials are correct. Westy Weaver.
Oh, WW. I wonder who that could be.
How'd you know that? Westy Weaver. So, yeah.
Happy birthday. Westy.
Don't know if you listen anymore, but you should come back on the show again. That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
We had some fun.
Yeah, it was.
We didn't tell anybody what we did after the show. Ha ha. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to do some finagling here.
Don't do that.
Have you ever finagled anybody, Flames?
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably used to a lot when I was all gacked out.
What is your definition of finagle?
Getting something for nothing.
Right, which is a Rush song. You can't get something for nothing.
What album's that on?
Probably Rush, the first one, I would guess. Not too sure, though.
That's the one. It doesn't have Neil Peart on it.
That's right. It doesn't. That was when their lyrics were just about regular stuff like, I get up at 7 a.m. and I go to work at night. What?
You know what you call... You know,
he gets up at 7 in the morning and he goes to work at night?
No, yeah. I thought he said 9.
Oh, it is 9 a.m. But why would he get up at 9 a.m. when he's going to work at night?
I don't know.
Because he's a working man? Is that what the deal is?
I guess that's what they call him.
Then Neil Peart comes around. The next thing you know, they're fucking singing about different sides of your brain.
You know what you call Neil Peart on cocaine?
No.
Peart Plus.
Fuck.
That Peart. Was pretty good.
Peart Plus.
I have.
That was pretty good. Okay, all my shit's not working right, so I'm going to say fuck it and just go. Yeah, that was great. That's our new version of What's in Hans' CD Player. And today he's listening to the first band that I ever saw live in concert in 1976.
Oh, wait, Blue Oyster Cult?
Nope, but they played right before them.
Oh, that other band, Big and Nasty.
Pretty close because
Two Live Crew.
Pizza Now doesn't like MSG.
Michael Schenker Group.
This
UFO?
Yes, he's listening to Lights Out.
Lights Out!
Lights Out in London! Hans, why do you like Michael Schenker so much? I woke up in the dentist office one time after being put out, and I had a Schenker on my butt. On my belly, dude. It was weird. And the assistant, the hygienist, or whatever she is, her lipstick was all smeared off afterwards.
What?
I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure what happened. I don't go to the dentist anymore is what happened.
Oh, yeah?
It fucking scares me.
Are you scared of nitrous?
No. I'm also not scared to say that I listened to Elton John's album called Captain Fantastic and the Dirt Brown County.
Oh, you did too.
I did.
I know. I just said you did.
I'm not afraid to mention it. That's one of my
You're not going to admit it, but you'll just mention it?
I like a lot of Elton John stuff.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
He sings a lot about Jesus on
You like his glasses?
No. I just
You like
his
suits?
I got started on like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
He was singing about being in a closet.
He got started on Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, he did.
He never finished.
He was singing about being in a closet and stuff, but you would have never known what he was. Seriously, though.
No, like Saturday night.
Goodbye to heterosexuality. Remember that album?
Goodbye, homosexuality.
No. He didn't discriminate, did he?
No.
We're the dogs of society, hell. You can't plant me in your penthouse. Going back to your penthouse. Back to the...
He didn't mind that, did he? He didn't mind women either, I don't think.
I think he fucked a bitch.
Well, when she came back.
What do you think they call him, Elton? John, right?
That's not his real name.
Yeah, I
thought they called
him... His name is Newton...
Reginald.
I know.
I thought they called him...
Reginald Newton John.
Didn't they call him the Breeze?
No, that was Ed Keene.
No, that was Ed Keene.
Why doesn't Elton John do covers of Billy Joel songs?
Because that would be ironic.
No, but imagine, which one do you think you should do?
That'd be like Neil Young or Neil Diamond doing James Brown covers.
Ha!
I feel good.
Hey.
Like a woman from the country should.
Yeah.
Why don't you think Stevie Wonder ever does Stevie Ray Vaughan covers?
Why doesn't Stevie Wonder ever do
Blind Wolf?
Yeah. Why doesn't he ever play Beethoven?
I was wondering why Stevie Wonder is not a fucking judge on The Voice. Because he would never even have to turn his chair around.
That's right.
He already is on that show, isn't he? No.
He would have to say, I want you, but...
Not on The Voice.
Yeah, I saw him on The Voice. He's in the third chair.
No.
Who? That's not...
That's Biggie Smalls.
No.
or that other big fat...
CeeLo Green?
Yeah, CeeLo Green.
I saw CeeLo Green on a different show. You want to know what show I saw him on?
I want to know what show you saw him on.
Treehouse Masters.
That's not a show.
Yes, it is.
What's a Treehouse Master?
It's somebody who goes around and builds treehouses.
Yeah, you got a lot of money, so bring this guy along. He'll come and look at your yard and build you a big-ass treehouse in your yard, and then CeeLo will come over and play piano while you go, look at me, I'm building a treehouse. My CeeLo's saying, that's a money take.
You're making shit
He's always
right?
just digging in. It's the money shot, man.
The money take. That's the new word for 2014 that's overtaking money shot. It's the money take, bitch.
Money take.
You make the money take and I take the money.
Biatch.
Show me the money, biatch, and I'll show you the take. God damn it.
Is the internet not working for you?
Oh, no. It is my computer that's not working. I just have to shut it down and turn it back on. But I didn't want to have to do that.
You know, Spain is having a tough time with all its money and everything and money and stuff like that and money and stuff and things and like money and stuff.
Spain?
Mm-hmm. They're selling villages. You want to buy a village?
What do you call me, an idiot? I'm looking for a village.
You bring your
own. What are you looking for, a village or something? Because I got one for sale over there in fucking Spain. Do I look like a...
That's a pterodactyl laughing.
Do I look like I want to buy a fucking place full of Spaniards? I mean, come on.
Spaniards.
Spaniards are for the birds.
Spaniards?
Spanbirds.
Spanbirds. Isn't that an Eagle song? Spanbirds.
I think it was like Donna Summers, wasn't it?
I think your internet got shut off.
Have you ever watched SOA?
So what?
Teacup. SOA.
I watched So What Teacup.
So Tika?
So a Tika. No, what's so...
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, no.
Dude, season 6 fucking brutal, dude. I watched the rest of the season 6 and that show is fucking...
That's what I heard from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That show was fucking brutal.
I thought that it was going to be over because there was no way they could go anywhere else, right?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah?
They got to wrap a few things up at fucking... Dude, there was a good...
Yeah, but how do you have time?
There was a good 2 episodes, dude, that I just watched most of it with my jaw dropped.
How do you have time to watch it with all the time you spend playing Flappy Birds?
Flappy Birds?
You never heard of Flappy Birds?
I've heard of it, but the guy quit playing. The guy shut it down, didn't he?
Yeah, but now they got new ones.
Oh.
I was just kidding. No, I wanted to watch Sons of Anarchy, but I only watched about the first two seasons. And then
until they killed off Rollins.
Yeah, once they killed Henry Rollins, I said, fuck it. Yeah. These guys are assholes. They killed a punk icon.
What?
They killed White Power, dude.
They killed Henry Rollins. Oh, spoiler alert! Blah! Man.
Dude, season six, though, man.
What?
Fuck.
What?
Shit goes down. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Oh, I just heard everybody's getting killed and everything's getting...
Everybody. No, I'm talking everybody. I mean everybody.
So there's no people left?
When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down!
Yep. Sometimes when you're in a game...
Send dog.
The only way to get to like retire is to be taken out by the younger people coming up.
That's right, because you don't want to be old around a bunch of youngsters that are just going to take advantage of you and make you out to be an idiot.
Yeah, wait. So go buy your own village.
So you just kill them.
Yep.
Who are you calling an idiot? What's that?
Hey, did you know 420's on Easter this year?
Yeah, and everybody's trying to say that it was on April Fool's Day, and my wife's friend Jessica was getting mad. She says, if one more person says that Easter's on April Fool's, I'm going to literally slap them across the face. Look at a calendar. Jeez. And then,
why you got to use geez on Jesus' birthday?
And then in the same sentiment, Mike McGowan said, if one more motherfucker says that they like comedy because they saw one Louis C.K. video, but they won't come out to support local comedy, I'm going to fucking punch him in the throat. And I said, well, why don't you tell us how you really feel, Mr. McGowan?
I would like to... I've been a big fan of comedy ever since I saw Gallagher.
Yes.
Video.
Well, I'd have to say Steve Martin back in
the 70s. I consider myself a huge fan of comedy because I saw that Sinbad special in 87.
Alrighty.
Huh?
Alrighty then.
Sinbad?
Okay.
Is he a good comic? Do you guys like Sinbad?
He's on Chopped this week.
Is he telling jokes?
Yeah, it's four comedians doing on Chopped. Comedian on Chopped.
These are all comedians who've got chopped from their career?
Yeah. No, they're on the show Chopped.
I know, it's a cooking show. I was trying to make a joke. I'm obviously not as funny as Sinbad.
Maybe you need a single word like his is kind of Sinbad-ish.
People like Sinbad make it very evident that you don't have to be that fucking talented to make it in comedy.
That's true.
You could go from Sinbad, you could be Tinbad. Yeah. Just throw a T on there instead.
How about if I'm Sin Good?
If you think you are, then you can.
Or how about, what's the opposite of Sin?
Is there such a thing as Sin Good?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Brownsville, Oregon, welcome Sin Good! Hey, what's up? I'm black on the inside.
Yeah.
See, I lost my leg to diabetes, and my foot was black. The other black family in my town is related to Prince's backup band, so I'm not racist. I don't even like to drive fast.
Ma'am.
Hey, speaking of silly jokes like that, make sure to come out to Denny's next Friday. There's going to be a Grand Slam comedy show. We're getting ready to partner with all Denny's nationwide for the Grand Slam comedy nationwide tour.
Really?
Yeah. Not really, but yeah. Everything I just said was true or not. And I think we're going to have our first lady comedian. So you can come and heckle the chick.
Oh, ladies night. No heckling.
Her name is Gina Ginsburg, and a lot of people call her Gina.
Gina.
Because it's the last four letters of the word
vagina.
Vagina. Nice. She has a little bit about that, so I'll leave that Gina alone. But yeah, she'll be there. I think Daniel Caceres and who knows who's be hosting. We'll find out. I might do a long set or a short set or just depends on.
Just call her Juno.
Gino.
Juno.
Do you know what I'm talking about, man? Hey, do you know Gina? She's got a Jenga on her Gina.
Yay.
That does not sound good.
Do you know what it is if you see it with your own eyes, Juno?
Hey, did you hear 420s on Easter this year?
Easter this year? Did you hit that 420s on Easter this year?
Yeah.
You could send your kids out hunting for Easter eggs full of weed and hope that your dog doesn't find it first and get sent to the emergency room in Seattle. Yeah. You know, after you weren't here the other day, Flames, they said that in Washington it's a daily occurrence now that dogs come in with a toxic dose of cannabis from eating it because it's legal, so it's just laying around everywhere. Dogs are eating weed and dying.
What? Toxic toast?
Toxic toasters.
Toxic dose of toxic toast.
I had a toxic dose of Texas toast.
Ooh.
Meow.
Tongue twister time.
Have you ever ate so much Texas toast that you had a toxic dose?
Nope.
Of MSG and extra cellulose?
Ketchup, maybe.
Dude, ketchup is good. I like it.
You know what's good, better than ketchup?
Salsa.
Organic ketchup.
What's the diff?
Sugar and corn syrup.
Oh. Oh. They have Heinz now that's made with real sugar.
Mm-hmm, it's better.
It's not made with corn.
Yeah, it's
that's
better.
That's against Indians is what that is.
I like it. I tried it, and I like the real sugar.
Have you ever tried 100% maize syrup?
Corn syrup? No, yeah, maize. I've had corn syrup.
Maize syrup.
No, corn syrup?
No, maize.
What, did you run it through a maze first? Did it like have to go through and find a piece of cheese? What happened to the corn?
Have you ever went through a corn and had to get a piece of cheese at the end?
Have you ever chewed through a corn on your foot?
Yeah.
My foot won't reach my mouth.
What?
I can't chew my own toenails.
Yeah, you can. Just take it off.
I can't either.
That foot doesn't have toenails. But so how could you eat a corn off your pinky toe?
I don't have any teeth anymore.
Oh, well, you could gum it. Have you ever gummed
you
a corn?
No. Chomp his
have you ever
on
gummed
it
a corn off your pinky toe at 2 in the morning? Well, don't ever do that again with new corn gummers, pinky toe corn removers from Ronco. It simulates the feeling of a real toothless gum gnawing at your corn. It's the safest way to remove corns from your pinky toe.
It is. I've
unless
been
you
there
want to stick it up your wife's. Ooh, huh?
I saw in 2020, dude, that they use fruit peelers to take off your
corns.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
You can use that also to remove a excessively sized clitoris.
Dude, people that go to get those pedicures and manicures, they should watch out because those places are germ places.
I just use scissors, man.
One time I used a cheese grater on a hyena. She had a 7-inch clitoris, and I fucking grated that thing down. And then you use the stuff, if you grind it up, it makes a great aphrodisiac.
I've never seen hyena clitoris on Chopped.
Dude,
as a mystery
gonna
ingredient.
You're gonna. It's a great aphrodisiac for giraffes.
It's Chopped for giraffes.
Have you ever thought
that's
about how
show
long it would take
that a giraffe's not touching it. You're voted.
Have you ever thought about how long it would take a giraffe to throw up? It'd be like at least 10 seconds after his stomach erupted. And like, I bet half the time they like vomit.
It'd be like an oil thing.
They probably vomit halfway up their neck and then it just comes back down.
Be like an oil tower.
It's like a severe case of that gastro fucking.
How do they breathe? Because wouldn't you like you'd be taking your breath out at the same time you're taking your breath in would be halfway there.
Are there any giraffe experts out there?
Are there any giraffes listening?
How does a giraffe throw up? I think they actually throw up out their ass.
Same way they throw down, but just the other way.
Have you ever seen a giraffe throw down?
Yeah.
Dude, they neck fight.
I wonder if they're
like those flatworms.
I wonder if they have multiple stomachs.
Well, I don't know, but a kangaroo has 3 vaginas.
Flames, did you know that...
he's scared now. Look at the look on his face.
Flames, did you know that flatworms
fight
both male and female, and before they have sex, they sword fight?
Fight with sharp penises.
They fight with their sharp penises to decide who gets to carry the eggs and be the bitch.
And then whoever gets cut first loses.
Yep.
Wow.
So if you ever saw a flatworm fighting with a 3-vaginaed kangaroo, that would be a sight.
Yes, it would.
I would like to see that on Animal Planet.
One of them has to have a switchblade.
One of them has to have a switchblade. I'd give it to the worm.
He's already got a switchblade.
No, the
okay,
penguin
I'd give it to the kangaroo.
Who do you think would win in a fight? A penguin or a giraffe with a switchblade?
It wouldn't matter because the giraffe wouldn't know what to do with the fucking switchblade.
Well, you could just keep it in his neck.
Yeah, after the penguin sticks him with it.
Okay, who would win in a fight? A bear with no fur or and a porcupine?
It depends, man. There's some big-ass porcupines out there.
Dude, we're not talking about...
The bear with no fur.
We're not talking about women's undergarments, okay?
Oh.
You know what 90-year-old pussy tastes like, right?
I don't.
Depends.
Thank goodness.
Depends on what date is.
Same as 90-year-old asshole.
Hey. You know what the best thing about having sex with 28-year-olds is?
What's that?
There's 20 of them. Can you say Michael Jackson? There's 20 of them. Get it?
Did you know giraffes are sociable?
Yeah. They're sociable?
Yep.
Yeah, they like necking in the park.
Yep.
I seen them fighting each other with their necks. No, they like to hang out with other giraffes, right?
You know, there's a lot of kinds of giraffes in the world. There's the Cordotan giraffe, the Angolan giraffe, the Southern giraffe, the McGregor giraffe.
So what was that last one? M. Night Shyamalan? Giraffe. M. Night Shyamalan giraffe.
And the Roth giraffe. Elias-Elias-on
giraffe.
It's Nigrian giraffe.
Nigrian?
Yep.
Dude.
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Did you know that giraffes' footprints are 12 inches and 9 inches wide? They're both 12 inches and 9 inches wide at the same time.
That's weird because it sounds like you're reading. But I know that you know all this information about giraffes.
Yeah, I do.
So how long does it take for a giraffe to throw up?
Did you know males and females tend to eat from different parts of a tree to ensure that the sexes do not compete for food?
See, now it doesn't sound like you're reading. It sounds like you're just talking from your heart on. He's got his heart on his
sleeve.
That's
a great album by that one band. Man.
I got a heart on my sleeve.
There was what are you talking about?
Willis?
Eels of Death Metal.
Like what?
Eels of Death Metal.
Oh. By M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Josh Homme and fucking Jesse, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about? Who? What else you got to say? Anything, you guys?
The giraffe's tongue is black.
Stop talking about giraffes. So is a chow dog.
Yep.
Did you know that the giraffe has the same number of vertebrae in its neck than most other mammals have? 7?
You need to work on your spacing and your fucking verbal punctuation. Do you know how many they have? 7?
Giraffe means one who walks swiftly.
Do what?
Giraffe means one who walks swiftly.
This is the new skit. Gatch tells stories and facts about giraffes, and I say it too. Okay, next giraffe story. Go.
Did you know a giraffe has just two gates?
The front and the back.
Walking and galloping.
What? Okay, next giraffe fact.
Newborn giraffe calves begin their lives by falling 6 feet to the ground.
Only no, I thought the moms were laying down.
That's just the lazy fucking welfare moms.
Oh.
Giraffes. And if you're born as a giraffe and you don't fall 6 feet to the ground, you fucking are sheltered. You're living a life that you're not ready for because there's going to be fucking...
Hey.
Fucking...
Bitch, get up.
Yep.
It's time to go.
Did you know that giraffes have... Help me out.
When giraffes were first brought to Rome,
why
they
did
were camels.
So let me translate. When giraffes were first brought to Rome, they were camels. Uh-huh. They had two humps, and then they took one of the humps and stuck it in their neck and straightened it out. Now, the neck is now longer. Here's our last giraffe fact of the day, brought to you by Terry and Gatcharaff.
Live giraffe cam, http colon
backslash
slash 208.210.105.507.6.com.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Dude, that guy has not even directed a good movie.
Because he writes them, don't he?
What was the first one? Sixth Sense?
No, the first Sense.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now. We'd like you to go to tagcastpodcast.com and check out our website. Listen to old episodes. Thank you to the new listeners like Aaron Anderson. Hey, tell your friend.
Oh, you can take your crossed fingers out of your ass now.
We could have an AA meeting. Me, Aaron Anderson, and Andy Andrist. Mm-hmm. We could get our chip, a 5-year chip for being a recovering comic, alcoholic, whatever. Anyway, but thanks to the new listeners that we've acquired recently. And tell your friends, listen, go to our website, give us a dollar.
Do that.
Yeah, click on Amazon link, go shopping for your friends and yourself, and we'll get money for it too.
Do that.
And then you can make a song. And if you're Isaac Paris and that's your name and you have a big beard, you should draw us a cartoon version of our faces.
Do that.
We need more. Gatches is great, but.
Do that.
We need one with flames in the background.
Meow.
Check out Floyd. Floyd McCullough. Or is it McCullough?
I'm coming on.
Floyd Shyamalan. Floyd McCullough Shyamalan. So it's Friday, so get out and do some fun stuff on this weekend. I don't know what's going on. You can go check out the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, or you can go fuck yourself. You can go cross your fingers and stick them up your ass.
Do it.
You guys aren't saying anything. Come on, Flames. What do you got?
Stick them up your butt.
I almost lit my Duracell.
Stick them up your butt.
Stick them up your butt.
I think you guys are onto something.
Maybe we're writing a cannon.
Stick them up your butt.
Stick them up your butt.
Take your fucking slut.
Stick them up your butt.
If you are a slut, stick your fingers up your butt. If you are King Tut, stick your fingers up. Up your fucking butt. Like a fucking slut. If you are King Tut, stick your fingers up your butt.
King Tut was a slut.
Meow, meow.
Don't forget to clean your fingernails.
Meow.
Yep.
Mine are pretty short right now, so I could probably get away with it. I'm going to try it. I'll get back.
Yeah, no fingernails. You could shove them right up there.
Up your butt.
Without risk of cutting.
Cunting.
C-nut.
All right, you guys. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks, Flames, for being here. We love you.
Always.
You're our friend.
Always.
You're our constant friend. No one else likes to come on the show, so fuck you.
Yeah, Jerry Murphy, paintballer.
Yeah. Taintballer more.
He doesn't even listen, or else he'd send me a message after.
Hey, Jerry
this.
Murphy, taintballer. See if you're listening. If you're listening, you text me, okay? See you Monday. Bye.
Meow.
Hello, all you taggots, and welcome to the new version of Plugs. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start with some open mics for comedy, if that's what you're into, because I like doing that. Every other Monday, it's at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene. It's Don't Gong Comedy. You can take a chance at an open mic, and if you suck, they'll gong you. Maybe. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's free. And they have drink specials where they spin a wheel, and there's a new special, like every half hour or something. Also, on Wednesdays, at Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, at 9:30, it's a free open mic with Mac Chase, comedy style. Green Room's on Thursday. That's right inside there at Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette in Eugene. And Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard. Another open mic put on by Mac Chase. So plenty of chances for you to go out there and tell jokes and whatnot. And if you just want to go listen to jokes, here's some shows coming up. I'm in Portland on March 26th. It's in Salem at the Shack Bar and Grill, 2865 Liberty Road. David Mascaro and Noriko Ott, hosted by Jesse Priest. It starts at 7 p.m. I believe it's a free show. You got to be 21 to get in there, though. And then on the 27th, the next night, that's at the White Owl Social Club in Portland, 1305 Southeast 8th Street. It's a show that mixes comedy and metal. What more could I love? I wish I could go to it. It's called Lex Hilaris, with Derek Sheen this time, Philip Schallberger, Jordan Kasner, and Alex Rios. Probably some more comics, hosted by Noriko Ott. And a two-piece metal fuzz band, whatever that is, fuzzed-out duo. They're called Towers. It's $2. It's real cheap for metal and comedy at the White Owl Social Club on this 27th. That's a Thursday night. And then on the 28th, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's with, like I said, the first lady to brave the Denny's stage, Gina Ginsburg. Daniel Caceres is probably going to do a set as well, and some more comics are being lined up as we speak. March 29th, the last Saturday of the month, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, brought to you as always by Leanne Joshua. Starts at 5 p.m. It's an early show from 5 to 7. That way you can still get out on your Saturday night and do something else. And this is a free show, and you can bring your kids because it's all ages there until like 8:30, even though it's a bar, but you can bring your kids. It's awesome. April 21st, it's Doug Benson in Eugene at the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show. But it's on 421 because he's always so stoned he doesn't know what day it is. Get tickets for that, probably wowhall.com, or just search Wow Hall Doug Benson Eugene. You know how to use your Google thing. I'm just reminding you of these shows. Like this one, Sunday, March 30th. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murdered Gore Guts, and Noisem at the Hawthorne Theater. It's the Decibel Magazine Tour 2014. Tickets are in advance, $25, $28 at the door. Old Portland famous 80s rockers Black and Blue are back. I don't know if they have the Warrant singer still. Jamie St. James, he filled in for the dead guy. Anyway, April 4th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And then coming to Albany at Lucky Larry's, it's Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne, April 11th. Bringing down Earth to Ashes from Portland as well. That's right off I-5 there at the Albany exit 233. Lucky Larry's. That's going to be a trip. Sold-out show with Queens of the Stone Age at the Keller Auditorium in Portland. So if you don't have your tickets, you can just dream about going on April 15th. April 29th, it's Mastodon and Gajira, however you say it, and another band I can't pronounce, at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 in advance and $40 at the door, so don't wait till the day of the show. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's in Portland, $15. Day of the show or in advance, so those guys are cool. They don't charge you more the day of the show. Also, May 3rd, if you're not into stoner metal, go see a death metal band. Three of them. Nile, Seasons of Suffering, World of Lies. I think there might be four or five bands, actually. I think Necryptic has jumped on the bill. So go check that out. Tickets are $13.50 in advance. If you get them from Tony Avila from World of Lies, you'll get a free poster and some other cool stuff. And other than that, I think that's all that's going on right now. So that's that. Go check out some shows. Go back to TagCast Podcast and listen to our show. It's funny. Tell your friends about it. And send us a dollar via our PayPal because we need money for new equipment and other stuff like hosting fees and shit like that for the internet. But anyway, thanks for listening. Go out and do something fun and come back and listen to our show. Peace out. It's a holiday in Berlin.